The following episode contains adult themes and is intended for mature audiences only. Jonas has some very strange tales to tell. He's encountered your run-of-the-mill grandpa ghost, as well as some things that we have never ever heard of before. He's also had a rather odd run-in with that strange minx known as Fate. Listen to his stories, and you'll hear how he wasn't the only one to see these bizarre apparitions. You'll begin to wonder, what was that snake ghost? Who was the side table man? And what do these things want with Jonas? Let's hear some stories today on Homespun Haints. Hi, everybody. I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And today on the show, we have Jonas, who is joining us from Florida. But before we get started with him, I do have a couple announcements that we need to make about our next season. It's our second season, Diana.
Yay, season two.
Yay.
We made it.
Yes, we made it. We made it back.
Is that the teacup your daughter made?
No. That was a cradle for an old landline phone. Don't ask. I don't know where the phone is.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Yeah. Weird stuff's been falling all week.
Didn't you had an experience where you were noticing something fly off of a shelf?
Oh, yeah. My husband's watch yesterday just flew off the shelf at me while I was in the bedroom. It was weird. He wants to sell this house, so maybe we'll move someplace that's maybe even more haunted. Before we get Jonas on here, we are going to be moving to a bi-weekly format.
Okay.
So one episode every 2 weeks instead of every week. We want to stretch this season all the way to Halloween.
Yes.
I haven't done the math yet, but I think it will all work out.
Math. I guess season one started in around July. Mm-hmm. And then it ended just recently in November.
Yeah, so this is going to be every other week we will have an episode. So it'll be 2 or 3 episodes a month as opposed to 4 or 5.
And folks, if that makes you sad, if that makes you very sad and you're very disappointed, you know what you can do is join our Patreon. And for just $1 a month, you can see bonus content that nobody else has access to. On repeat, lots and lots of bonus content.
We do put out mini-sodes that are just for patrons that are extra little ghost stories. A lot of times it's things that happen to us personally that you're not going to hear anywhere else except in that bonus content. Because Diana and I, for some reason, keep running into ghosts.
It's so weird.
I wonder if it has something to do with what we're doing here.
No, certainly not.
No.
Hang on, let me ask my Ouija board.
Yeah, so please hop over to patreon.com/homespunhaints to check out that Patreon page. And again, for $1 a month, you can access all of the content that you see there. Occasionally, we put some things up there that you don't have to be a patron to access, so it is worth checking out. You can also find us on Facebook at Homespun Haints and on Instagram at Homespun Haints if you want to get even more fun videos and articles and all sorts of neat stuff that we post regularly.
What's up? I'm Danny.
And I'm Brandy.
We're sisters.
And we're dead inside.
It's like, where do we find purpose?
I heard that all you have to do is look at art.
Art can make you feel feelings?
Yeah, like Michelangelo once got super pissed off and threw a bunch of roof rafters at the Pope.
Right, I think my heart is beating again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm confused. Oh, did you hear that Marie Antoinette maybe had a secret lesbian love affair with her portrait painter?
Whoa. I'm feeling like super something, like blood pumping. There's this thing where Caravaggio killed a man by stabbing him in the taint. Like what?
With a sword?
Like what?
I think I feel alive.
Maybe we should just drop everything and see if this actually works.
That sounds like a great idea for a podcast.
That sounds like our podcast.
Yeah, that's our podcast.
Download and subscribe to Art Sistery.
That's like art history, but with an S.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Get it? Because we're sisters.
We're sisters.
Art history, art sisters.
Amber's watching home improvement YouTube videos of some chick who does home improvement YouTube videos in her undies. She seems to be redoing a shower right now in her bra. This is the kind of show I would be a guest on.
You're remodeling a house. If you want to make some extra stuff on the side, just get your phone out and record your videos of yourself stripping wallpaper. I guess I get it. Actually, when I was living by myself, I would always clean my kitchen and my bathroom and do dishes and all that naked, because you're splashing so much water everywhere all the time anyway. And I'm like, I live by myself. What the fuck? I'll just be naked and not get my clothes ruined or wet or whatever. And one time I was a bachelorette living on my own. I was like 21. I worked two jobs trying to make ends meet, really bad about doing the dishes and all that and cooking for myself every night. So I had this pile of dishes in this tiny little studio, and I was finally going to get through them. And I'm like butt naked, right? Washing these dishes, and I hadn't done the dishes in over a month. It was so disgusting. So I'm washing and I'm washing and I'm washing, and I felt something itching around my stomach. And I'm like, that's weird. And it kept itching. And I looked down and there was a maggot.
No!
Like just chilling out, like on my stomach, like, how'd I get here?
That's awesome.
Right? I'm like, okay, all right. I didn't freak out because, I mean, I did a little bit because I was like, there's a maggot on me. But I was also like, you know, I know they only eat dead flesh, and my flesh is clearly alive, so I don't have to worry about it chewing on me. It was just kind of like, and it was really small. I mean, I know maggots are babies. It was like an even babier maggot. Mm. It was like freshly hatched. So I'm like, I don't know where you came from, but like I picked them off and I threw them down the drain. I'm like, bye bye. And I kept washing the dishes, right? And I get to this pot, and first thought that went through my head was, I don't remember having rice.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, I think I found your family.
And you turn around and there's Kiefer Sutherland.
I mean, that would have been nice. I was naked and covered in maggots. Like, hello, here I am. I have never let the dishes go that long again because I know from experience what can happen.
Just in general, not washing the dishes for a month is probably, there are several things that could potentially go wrong with that.
Yeah, luckily this was in a very nice complex where there weren't roaches or rats or anything like that. So, I mean, if I had lived... I apologize to future residents. I'm not saying where this was. Yeah, but that's my maggot story.
Nice.
On the show today, we have Jonas, who is calling in from Florida.
Of course.
you know, if it's coming from Florida, it's going to be one fucked up show. So we are really excited to have yet another person from Florida. And I'm sure, Jonas, you're not going to disappoint from some of the things that I have heard already. I know that you've got some killer stories you're going to share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to be on here.
So do you want to tell us exactly where in Florida you're at?
I'm down in Naples, Florida. I've been in Florida for the better part of 20 years now, but I was born and raised in Hawaii.
Oh.
In Kailua. I lived in Seattle for a long time. Then I've lived in New York and Chicago and Utah. I've kind of traveled. I actually dropped out of college to be a professional snowboarder of all things. And yeah, and I ended up in Florida, so figure that out. But but I've lived like in all kinds of random weird places. But I've been here, you know, 20 years. So I've been here longer than I've been pretty much anywhere else. So I guess I'm a Floridian now, and it's definitely a weird. It's a cool state, but it's definitely super weird.
It is. It is. Do you have any theories as to why Florida's so weird?
I mean, there's like haunted stuff everywhere. If you go up the middle of Florida, it's like lost to time. It's like going into a time machine, which I actually love. I love that.
Yeah, one of the things we love about it. We both lived in Florida, albeit briefly. Diana and I met in Daytona Beach.
Well, my first job out of college was in Naples. Are you Naples all year or in Naples in the winter?
No, I'm down here all the time. I travel with work and stuff. I do freelance videography.
So Jonas, I know you have quite a slew of stories for us. Would you like to start with the one that you feel is the most bizarre? When we've had people do that, we found that they think it's the most bizarre, but then some of the other ones they tell afterward turn out to be just as bizarre. So,
okay. I've always had pretty intense sleeping issues since I was a teenager. I've had a real tough time sleeping or staying asleep, not just like your run-of-the-mill insomnia. I would sleepwalk. I would talk in my sleep. I would wake up and I'd be in a different room. I would carry on conversations with my parents. I literally would be asleep. I've always had that weirdness with me. I almost really hurt myself. In my dream, I was diving into a pool, but in reality, I was actually like diving off my bed. I got up on my knees and I dove off my bed and I landed on my face on the tile. Yeah, I like fully kind of like scorpioned myself.
Ow.
I've never had a seizure in my life, but I woke up fully having a seizure and I thought I was dying. Yeah. It was like the worst pain ever. From that point on, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to a doctor because this is a whole nother level of crazy, crazy shit sleeping stuff. So the doctor told me, he's like, you've got this thing where you're going into REM sleep, but part of your brain is still awake. You're in a dream, but your body's not sleeping. Your body is awake. It's super rare, but it's like the crazy shit you hear when like people get in their car and drive on the freeway and they're literally not awake. The high strangeness and the weirdness that I've experienced, it only really starts to manifest and really start happening when I'm really overworked. And I tend to be a workaholic. And if I'm in a job where I'm putting in like 80, 90 hours, just work and work and work, and it's like I can't shut my brain off when I go to bed. And then weird shit starts happening. I start seeing stuff. I start hearing stuff. And I don't really understand it, honestly. So in a weird way, this is sort of therapeutic because like if somebody out there has any kind of advice or has seen some of the shit that I've seen, I would appreciate any kind of feedback because I just sort of don't deal with it. I just put it on the shelf. A lot of times I will wake up and I'll see something. This happened at a friend of mine's house. There was a friend of mine that was going through a lot of drug problems and drinking problems and stuff. And he was in this room at my buddy's house and I was just crashed out on the couch. I woke up, it was like 3 a.m. And I woke up and I saw this huge black snake and it was slithering across the floor and it was trying to get into his door and it was slithering up his door. I mean, it was like going up and like trying to get into his door. And I jumped up off the couch and I'm like, oh my God, there's this big ass snake in the house. And I was going to go try to grab it or get it with a pillow or throw the blanket on it and try and throw the blanket outside. Because it was as real as you need. And it was a good 5-foot black, thick snake. And it was like aggressively trying to get into the door that he was in. And then when I walked up to it, it just dissolved. It was just gone. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And I like settled down. I got a water. I sat down on the couch and I ended up going back to sleep. And the next day I was talking to the guy that owns the house and I was like, you're not going to believe what happened last night. I had like, I guess the weirdest dream. Like I don't understand, but I wasn't dreaming. I'm like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was going to finish the sentence. And I was like, and I saw, and he said, was it a black snake? And I just stood there. We all just like stood there. And I was like, yeah. I'm like, it was a black snake. It was trying to get into this room, the room that my friend was in. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I've seen it before. He's like, I've seen it a couple times.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And I was just, it completely freaked me out because he literally finished my sentence. And I was like, what the hell? And he's like, I don't know what it is. He's like, it's like a ghost or something. I don't know. He's like, but I've seen it. He's like, I've seen it at night. He's like, it'll go across the floor. It was just super weird.
Holy shit. You got a snake ghost. Oh.
Yeah.
I can imagine you being like, oh yeah, this crazy hallucination. It's like, oh fuck, man. Now you just made it real.
Yeah. I was like, okay, maybe I was dreaming or something, but I wasn't. I was standing up and I walked across the room with the blanket and I'm still looking at it. I wasn't dreaming. I was awake. It was a black snake and it was really trying to get into this room, banging into the door and like going up.
Did it make noise or was it completely silent?
That's a good question. I don't actually remember. I want to say it was because it woke me up. you know, like I was sleeping and I woke up and like, as I walked up to it, it just went gone.
And well, what was in the room that the snake was trying to get into?
My friend at the time was sleeping in there. He was in that room. And that's like a friend of mine that's like having a tough life as far as like, he kind of has a problem with drinking and drugs. And
wow. And was this the one who had seen the snake before?
No, it wasn't. No, that was, okay. That was a friend. The guy that owned the house, who, my other buddy that actually owned the house, he's the one that finished the sentence. And he's like, yeah, I've seen it a couple times. Like I've seen it at night, late at night. I was just like, what the hell? It's time to go.
What do you make of the implication, like the association in Western culture of the snake with the temptation and trying to get at this guy who is falling prey to drugs and alcohol?
That's kind of like where my head went. Maybe there can be ghost snakes. I don't even know. It's just, it's weird. It almost seems like it's some kind of like manifestation of something. I don't know.
This was in Florida. This is near where you live now.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it. Florida, right?
Yeah, no, totally.
And unusual sight.
Yeah, that's why
giant black snake.
When I woke up, I was like, I'm like, oh my God, there's a snake in here. There's snakes everywhere down here, snakes and alligators and spiders. I mean, they're everywhere. So I'm like, oh my God, this big snake got in the house. It was just crazy when he kind of finished my sentence. I was just like, what?
Well, maybe somebody listening to this has an answer.
Yeah.
Maybe you saved your buddy by making the snake dissolve by trying to throw a blanket at it.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. It just disappeared. Mm. And I'm standing there at like 3 a.m. in the dark going, what the fuck just happened?
And it was 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Oh, ye old witching hour.
But you even the craziest story that you had.
No, not by a long shot. No.
Do you want to escalate this story a little bit?
Sure. You guys want to hear probably the scariest thing that's ever happened
Absolutely.
To me?
Absolutely.
Besides like just some weird randomness.
Oh, the scarier the better.
That's what we're here for.
Okay. This was at my girlfriend at the time's house. It's the same kind of thing. I was working for like a really nice hotel and I was running their event productions department, working all day, every day. I was working a ton. I was super tired. I was at her condo and she had already gone to bed. She's an attorney. She gets up super early for her job. She had already gone to bed and I went in there. The TV was on and the lamp was on my side. And I guess I should sort of set this up. Like it's your normal bedroom set up where there's the bed and then there's two end tables with a lamp on each one. She was already asleep. Everything's out. My lamp was on and the TV's on and I get into bed and sit there for a couple of minutes and I'm watching TV and go to turn the TV off. And I go to lean over and turn off the lamp that's next to the bed. And when I do this, I shift onto my side and when I do it, when I turn my body and I turn my head, there is a man sitting on the end table, on the table with the lamp. And when I say a man, it wasn't a man. He was sitting, he was kind of perched. His skin looked like a mud puddle in the South in the summer or in Florida. You see like a mud puddle and it's all cracked and like warping. All his skin was really chalky and it was all cracked. He's sitting with his knees up by his chest, almost kind of like a bird sort of, but not, I mean, he didn't look like a bird, but I mean, he just had his knees up in this weird position and he's eating out of a brown paper bag.
Oh shit.
He's reaching into a brown paper bag like he's at the circus or at a carnival or something. I can't see what he's eating, but I can see when I turn, he's eating. He's looking at me. He's like leaning in, looking at me, and he's eating out of this brown paper bag. And this is the worst part is that the moment that we made eye contact, the moment that he saw me see him, he stopped. And he started leaning in closer. And he didn't have eyes. he had these voids where his eyes were, and they were big. They were like this blackness in his eyes, and he had all these cracks. So there's all these cracks coming off the sides of his eyes and underneath and up top. There's all these cracks. I don't know. It's like looking into the night sky. There was just a void where his eyes were. And this guy is only 16 inches from my face. He's already leaning towards me when he's doing the thing with the brown paper bag. Then when he stops, he starts leaning in closer and he starts smiling. And he has this huge black, his smile is like his eyes. He has like this void where his mouth would be. And the same thing, there's cracks. Everything has cracks off it. Like everything is all cracked. And he kind of looks like he came out of the ground. He looked like a corpse. He looked like he was dead. The smile just started getting bigger and bigger, and he's leaning in closer and closer. And I mean, I'm a pretty big dude. I'm about 6 foot. I'm like 220 pounds. I almost hit the ceiling. I came out of the bed so fast. And I'm screaming. The people out on the road must have heard me. And I just started screaming, like full blast adrenaline dump, the most intense adrenaline dump I think I've ever had. And I just started saying, get the fuck out of my house. Get the fuck out of my house. I'm in its face and it's staring at me. And I'm just screaming that. My poor girlfriend at the time, she flies out of the bed. She goes running across the room and she runs into the door and knocks herself onto the ground. She thinks that we're getting robbed and that I'm fighting someone, that I'm fighting like the robber. But she said she didn't see anything. She just was like reacting to me. And I was so off the charts. I'm like, get the fuck, you know, like full blast. And he just disappears. He just slowly disappears. His face went last. And by then he's got this huge smile. He's got this like a Joker smile or like a Cheshire cat. And everything kind of looked rotted, like his skin was rotted and his lips were rotted and everything had all these cracks. But like there were like these heavy cracks off of his eyes and off of his mouth. Like he was a corpse, I guess is the only way I could kind of explain it. I've never had anything like that happen again. I mean, I've seen more than my share of weird shadow kind of stuff. But I mean, as far as he was as real as like you and me. And it was horrible. It was like it was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me.
I think that's one of the scariest things that's ever happened to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And your girlfriend, was her place that this happened in?
Yeah.
Had she ever experienced anything in there
No, not that I know of. And I used to see around that same period, I'm not saying that I'm like a sensitive or intuitive. I don't really know, but I feel things all the time. And a lot of times I just ignore it. Like I can be around people and I don't know how to explain this. It's like I can feel what they're thinking. And I know that doesn't make any sense and it barely makes sense to me, but I can feel things about people. I can feel if they're saying something genuine. I can feel if I'm in a room and I'm not alone, or I can feel if something's watching me, or I can feel it. And I don't really understand it, but I do know I do it.
And did you, in her condo in general, did you have a sense at other times that you were being watched or that there were other entities? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. More so than, I guess, your average place.
Yeah, I did. I would see shadows. Sometimes they would be out of the corner of your eye and I just would dismiss it. I don't know. It's like a self-preservation thing. That's why I'm like, oh, it's my eyes. Even though in the back of your mind, you're like, no, it's probably not your eyes. And sometimes it's right in front of you. Something will be leaning out from a doorway and in the minute you look up, it just goes back and you're like, oh, I wish I didn't see that. I just ignore it kind of so I don't freak out.
Reasonable.
Oh, okay.
Well, so wait. So the cracked guy on the nightstand, did he just disappear?
Yeah, I got on my feet. I kind of squared off with it. You know, I think I probably said it 2 or 3 times loud, just get the fuck out of my house. I went from like completely solid as the person next to you on the bus to just turning into like smoke, like just disappearing. It sounds cliche, but his huge smile is like the last thing that went.
The Cheshire Cat grin.
Oh, it was like he was taunting you.
Kind of, yeah. I can't even describe the level of fear and adrenaline. And it was so close to my face. I don't know what it is or what it was. Or if and I definitely felt negative. I felt like it was a very negative thing, or whatever it was. And it, for whatever reason, it was sitting there watching me. It's crazy because I've only told a couple of people this, and it's usually after a few beers and we're talking about ghost stuff or something. I really hope maybe somebody else has seen something like that, or I know it's really weird.
It makes you wonder how many of these things, if stuff like that is all around us all the time.
Yeah.
And you just got a glimpse into it. Like another dimension of, I don't know, weird creatures.
Yeah.
Could be one in the room with you right now.
I know.
Aside from just seeing it, Jonas, did you actually like hear anything, smell anything? Did you touch it?
No, I didn't smell anything. I don't remember hearing anything. It just was like there. I don't know the exact time, but I know it was late.
Munching of whatever it was pulling out of its bag.
For some reason, I had this idea that it's eating like human body parts. I don't know why that flashed into my head.
It's got a bag of body parts.
like fingers or crunching on bones.
It probably had a smell.
Yeah, that would almost make more sense. It was like that little brown popcorn bag that you would get when you were a kid. Like you'd go to the carnival or you'd go to like one of those things back in the day and there'd be a little brown paper bag. It was like that.
But you've never seen anything like this before or after that?
No, I've never seen anything like that. No.
Mm. But you do have more stories for us.
I do.
Yeah.
So this is weird. I don't even know like why or how. This is just super, super weird and super, super random. But this is exactly how it happened. I used to go to this little cafe. My daughter liked it because they had fountains and there would be birds everywhere. It was like right down the street from my house. It was like any other day. I had a bowl that I kept my car keys in, and I was walking over to the bowl to get my car keys, and she was in her room, and I was getting the car keys, going to get her, and then we were going to leave and meet my buddy at this little cafe to have lunch. And as I'm walking, as clear as day, as clear as like if the like somebody's sitting next to you, there's a voice in my head, and it says, "You're going to get into a car accident." Just like that. So weird. And again, this has never really happened. Like it was something else. It wasn't my voice. It wasn't me thinking that. I was just thinking, I'm getting my car keys, I'm getting her, and we're out of here. And I stopped. It was so abrupt and weird. This like other voice that's in my head. I stopped walking and I stood there for a second and I was like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, really?" And I'm like, "Okay." You know, because I've got my little girl with me. I'm like, okay, well, then me being me, I'm like, I'm going to outsmart the universe and I'm going to wait 10 minutes. So if I wait 10 minutes, I'm thinking like butterfly effect or something. I'm like, I'm going to wait 10 minutes and that's going to change. All the cars would be different. The people will be different. The lights will be different. I'm like, I'll wait 10 minutes and that'll change everything. So I waited the 10 minutes. I got her in the car seat. I cranked it down and I got in the car and I got into a 5-car accident in no more than 1 mile from my driveway. I measured it. It's 1 mile from my door to where this intersection is. And I got into a 5-car accident. I was on the cover of the Naples Daily News. I was on the cover of their newspaper. It was insane. I mean, luckily I was the 5th car in the accident, so to speak. This elderly lady caused it. She was speeding and whipped a turn from the far lane. And she crashed into a minivan with like 7 people in it and a newborn. And then another lady that was in a BMW. And she was kind of okay. But the next lady, she got crushed. So all these cars crashed into each other. Then I was the last car. And I had a newer BMW at the time. And it kind of fared well. It got all dented, but my daughter was fine. I had to crawl out. And the lady next to me didn't speak English. And I just remember, this is weird, like the one thing I remember is she had one of those giant, big 64-ounce iced coffee things. And it was all dripping off of her ceiling. In my mind, it's all in slow motion. I'm trying to talk to her and I'm like trying to ask her if she's okay. And she doesn't really speak English and I don't really speak Spanish. The coffee's dripping off of the headliner and it's like in slow motion. And then I look and there's smoke coming out of her dashboard. And I get back out of the car and I'm looking around and the people are all starting to freak out. And people are rushing to the initial lady that caused the accident because she's really messed up. And then the first minivan that had all the people and the newborn, and they were pretty messed up. And I went back into the car and the lady was pinned in between the two cars and her seatbelt. And I just remember looking at her, and in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, you're not supposed to touch people. You're not supposed to move people. But her car is starting to catch on fire. The dashboard has all this smoke coming out. And I said, I'm going to get you out. And she's looking at me and I'm like trying to nod. I'm like, I'm going to get you out. And so I got in there and I got on top of her and I got the seatbelt off. And I just drug her, which, you know, luckily she didn't have, I guess, like, you know, really bad and internal injuries or anything, but I drug her out. The car was starting to smoke and spark, and I got her out of the car and took her to the side, and she laid down. And a couple of minutes later, you know, the ambulances and the state patrols and the cops are all there, and they had a life flight. The lady that's kind of caused the whole thing, they had a life flight her out. You know, it was crazy though, but it was a female's voice in my head, and it sounded like if somebody talked to you. It didn't sound like, you know, like, you obviously, everyone knows what it's like to have your own thought. It wasn't like that. It was like somebody talked to me in my head. And that's all they said. You're going to get into a car accident. That's it.
And you've never had that kind of experience before?
No, not like that. Not like that. I've heard things. I've heard like audible things. I've heard things with my ears that was totally different than this. This was like in my head. I don't really know how to explain it other than that. It just looks like in my head, it just said, you're going to get into a car accident.
The crazy thing though, is if you hadn't heard that voice and you hadn't stopped for the 10 minutes, you wouldn't have gotten into that accident.
Right.
So.
Right. I've cooked my noodle thinking about this.
It makes your head spin.
Wow. Yeah. It's just like another crazy thing that I just, yeah, it was nuts.
Wow. When you got into the accident, do you feel like you were more prepared to help people and deal with it because you had the warning, or were you just as taken off guard?
No, I was just as taken off guard. In my mind, I see it all in slow motion as the cars are smashing into each other.
So let this be a warning to spirits who want to warn us about things. Just don't. It's not any help.
Damn it. I know. Like, how crazy is that? I've sat and sat and sat and thought, like, what if I just disregarded all of it and I just left normally, then would I got into an accident? Like maybe I wouldn't have, you know, like, I don't know.
I'm like, fate's a tricky bitch.
I know, right?
Well, so you mentioned that have heard voices before, and I don't know if your next story has anything to do with that or.
I've just absolutely heard audible voices before. I've heard talking. I've heard my name said. I've done lots of urban exploring. I've always been into that since I was a kid in Seattle. I used to go, I mean, I was like a skater kid, so I was out skating like all night, and some of the best skate spots are in the sketchy spots. So we all didn't care. It'd be me and a couple buddies, and we get into all kinds of stuff. And then you go exploring, you go into the old part of Seattle, like you climb down into sewers and into the train tunnels. I've heard my name said. I've heard talking when I know that I'm the only person in there, knowing that I'm in a place that's super old, or you're either feeling something and then maybe you hear something, or you feel something kind of touch you, or that kind of thing.
That used to happen to me all the time. I used to play violin. I played violin for over 30 years. And I don't know if it was something with the harmonics or whatnot. And this only happened in one location where I would play. But when I would practice, I would hear somebody calling my name over and over again. And it was so loud and so strong to the point where I would put my violin down and like try and find out who was calling my name.
Wow.
And it got to the point where I just started ignoring it. And then when somebody was calling me, they wouldn't understand why I was ignoring them. But yeah, I think I kind of know what you're talking about there. It, you know, once you realize that nobody's actually there, it's frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're like in a silent house or silent, it's uh-huh. totally silent, and you hear it clear as day. Someone says,
yes.
says, hey, or Jonas. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When it's your name, that's particularly creepy.
In Seattle, I remember hearing, I was in a house, it was totally silent, and I remember hearing, mom, and I stopped, and I was like, oh my God, you know, like, just said, mom, just like that.
Was it like a child's voice?
No, it was a male's voice, like sort of a younger man, like a teenager maybe.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
Was that intended for you?
It was just me at that time. So I thought that's kind of why I stopped. but I definitely heard it. That's the weird thing. I stopped and like all the hair on my neck went up and I just sat there for a second and then I just kept doing what I'm doing. I've got another ghost story if you guys want.
Yes.
Okay. Again, this is the same. This is North Naples, which is like, I guess arguably the newer side of Naples, which is weird. I was dating this girl so remember back in the day when MTV actually had music videos, like they would play music videos and they would actually do music stuff.
Yes, we are both that old.
Yes. So I dated this girl for a little while and she was an MTV VJ. So she would leave. They would have like a weekend summer blast at the beach house kind of thing, or like a boat thing or whatever. She would leave and do these modeling MTV things. I only say that because it's happened when she was gone and it was just me there and it sucked. So she would hang out with a bunch of my friends. All the guys would be like, oh yeah, her house is super haunted. And I'm like, yeah, right. And they're like, no, it's really haunted. It's her grandfather. He passed away in the house 5 years ago. And they're telling me all these stories. They're like, yeah. And then her parents chime in. They're like, yeah, he used to smoke a pipe with flavored tobacco. And you would be out on the back patio where like the pool area is. And all of a sudden on a regular day, you would just get this waft of this, like if somebody blew pipe smoke in your face. And it was like, I don't know, vanilla or something like that. It was just glaringly obvious that it's this huge gust of pipe smoke. And you're like, oh my God. And they would just say, oh, that's grandpa. You know, that's grandpa. And in that house, you would hear names being called. You would hear the dog. They had a greyhound, like a rescue greyhound. And you would hear its name. Like you'd be in the house and it's like 5 o'clock. There's no one home yet. It's dead quiet. And you'd hear that name being called in the house. And then you'd question yourself. You're like, did I hear that? Is that? No. And then the dog would get up and start walking around. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, like call one of my buddies to go skating or something. I'd just get out of there because she and I moved in and they had a back, you know, like the mother-in-law's kind of thing in the back. There was her room and then a little hallway and then its own bathroom that sort of disconnected from the rest of the house. And it was like a bigger, nice house. All my buddies are always like, yeah, her house is haunted. There's all this weird stuff that's happened. They would come in and try and, I don't want to say provoke, but kind of provoke. They would come in there and talk trash to the dead grandfather, I guess. Or I never did that. I was living there. I didn't want to piss a ghost off. This is a real thing. Nothing ever happened for the longest time. For the first couple of months, nothing really happened at all. I never personally smelled the pipe smoke. Towards the end, I would hear the dog's name. But it was always like three rooms away. And I'm like, am I going nuts? It sounded like someone just said the dog's name. The dog would get up and he'd start doing his thing, walking around the house. The night when everything went to hell, I had a buddy of mine, my girlfriend at the time. She was like, oh yeah, my grandfather hates that dude. And it was a mutual friend, but she's like, yeah, he does not like this guy. Whenever this one friend comes to the house, things start getting crazy. And I'm like, okay. Still nothing real crazy has happened. I end up going on a road trip with that friend up to Ohio and back. Because she's going to be gone anyway. We take this road trip, we come back. And I remember the night, this is like something out of a movie. Then I remember it was a really nasty storm. I'm like, you know what the storms are like in Florida. And we come into the house. He helped me bring my bags in, put my bags down. He left. I'm there by myself. Everyone's asleep. She's gone, but the parents are asleep on the other side of the house. And I get on the computer back in the old dial-up days. And I get on and I was like checking AOL or something. And I remember I was sitting and the only light that I had was the monitor from the old CRT computer. And it's like, ding, ding, you got mail, doing its thing. So the way that her room was, there was a pocket door. So it was her room, kind of a pocket door, which was like the little tiny hallway. And then it went into this big bathroom. And so I had that closed. And I am sitting there with this blue light from the monitor and it's all pitch black. And it's quiet, and I hear this sound coming out of her bathroom. And for the longest time, I didn't know how to describe it. It sounded like someone screaming at me. So I'll just say it like this. Never knew how to describe this. And then I experienced something, and I'm like, that is exactly how it sounded. I was in a public swimming pool holding my breath at the bottom of the pool, and there's kids running around, and there's people talking. That's exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like I'm listening to a man screaming at me through water. I hear this, and I can't understand like what he's saying, but there's this audible yelling coming out of the bathroom, and the pocket door is closed and all the lights are out. It's just the monitor, and I'm getting goosebumps right now. I look over and the light in the bathroom turns on, and I can only see it because the little crack under the pocket door, and it's all tile, so I can see the light goes on, and I'm like, holy shit, it's happening. And I've heard for months like how haunted this house is, and I'm like, yeah, right. And this weird like yelling, but it's the closest thing that I can relate it to is like me being at the bottom of a pool on a busy pool and hearing all the commotion above. That's kind of what it sounded like. It was this weird sound, and it was definitely a guy, and it was definitely mad, and he was definitely yelling. And I'm frozen now, and I'm looking at the crack under the pocket door, and then the light goes out. And I'm sitting there and I'm freaking out, but I'm not moving. And I'm just staring at the crack, and then the light goes back on. And I'm sitting there and a minute goes by and the light goes back off. And I haven't moved. No one's moved. The yelling stops, but the light doesn't stop. It keeps doing it. It goes back on. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, this isn't happening. This is not happening. This is, you know, it's like 2 a.m. I just got back from this road trip. There was this huge storm. I'm tired. I'm like, now I'm freaked out of my mind. She's gone. I'm sitting there and then the light keeps doing it. It keeps going on, off, on, off. It does it for hours. On, off. I finally called a friend of mine and I said, I don't give a shit what you're doing. Come to her house right now. I'll be in the driveway. I was going to climb out of the window in the computer office room. I was not going to go out the door through her side. And he's like, I can't. My dad's going to lose his mind if I take the car out right now. And I'm like, I don't care. You need to come get me because I didn't have my car. And I'm like, get me out of here. I'm not staying here. This is insane. And he's like, I can't, dude. He's like, I'll sit with you on the phone. Because I had to go into that room to go to sleep, into the room side, not the bathroom side. That's where the light is going on and off and on and off and on and off. And he's on the phone with me, 20 minutes past. The light's probably done its thing 3 or 4 more times. And I just slowly come over and I slowly open the pocket door and I just run into her room and I shut the door and I jump into the bed and I'm like a kid. I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, get me out of this house. I'm like, I'll climb out of the window. I told him, I'm like, I'm going to sleep in the dirt under the window. I'm not staying in this house.
Pee in a bottle tonight.
Yeah, I was just... So, and it kept doing it. And I could see it because the house is all, you know, like a typical Florida house, all tile. Her door was also a pocket door and I had that closed. So I could still see the light coming right under the crack and it's still doing its thing. It's going on and it's going off. And it's maybe 15 seconds-ish in between each time. It would just go on. I was staring at it. I'm like, is it going to go off? And then it would go off. And then I'm like, oh God, is it done? And then I'm like, is it going to go on again? And then it will go on. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to climb out the window and sleep under a bush. I'm not staying in this house. I'm all tough. My buddy stayed on the phone with me for like an hour. And then he finally had to go. We were actually on a cordless phone. That's how back in the day this was. We were actually on an actual house phone. And I think his phone was there. So it was like beeping. And then I'm like on my own, right? And I remember I got off the phone with him and I was so freaked out. And just like a kid, I pulled the blanket up and I'm just sitting there and I'm not moving and I'm just watching the light and it's still doing this on off thing. And in my head, I'm like, you know what? It's maybe it's electrical. Yeah, maybe it's electrical. It must be like an electrical thing. And then I'm starting to fall asleep. It's like 4 a.m. at this point, 4:30. I'm stared at this light for hours at this point and I'm starting to pass out. And I remember laying there. This is the worst part. I remember laying there and I'm like starting to fall asleep and something sat on the end of the bed. I felt the sheet go tight against my legs where my ankles are, down by my feet. I felt something sat down. I felt the bed go down and I felt the sheet go tight and I freaked out. I freaked out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I moved out of that house the next day. I got all my shit and I just got out of the house. And I stayed with a buddy of mine. And then we ended up breaking up. And I just thought, like, I can't date you. I'm sorry. I'm like, I've got some really cool friends. Date one of my buddies or date. I'm like, I just can't do it. This is too weird. It's too psycho. He's attacked everyone else, but he was cool with me for like 3 months. And then after that, I'm good. I don't want to live in a house where something sits on the bed or sits there and flips the light for like 3 hours. So I moved out the next day. I got my stuff. I moved in with my buddy and I was like, I can't do that, man. I'm like, it got super psycho till 5 a.m. and then something sat at the edge of my bed. I'm like, nope, 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 nope.
Can't blame you.
Oh my gosh. That was quite a plethora.
That was a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome, Jonas. Thank you.
Just such vivid pictures in my mind. You're such a good descriptor.
Yes, yes. Well, I can tell you're very artistic.
Yeah. Thank you.
He's always thinking in videography.
Yeah.
When do you need to make a movie of your stories? I mean, you've already got it, right?
I know. I've actually sat down and started trying to write some of it out because it is semi-therapeutic. And I thought, oh, it'd be kind of cool to do a short on one of the weird things that's happened to me, even if it's a little 15-minute weird, creepy edit.
Definitely. You gotta do something with that man on the side table.
I know, right? Trust me.
I can't wait to watch that film.
Side table man.
Get the fuck out of my house, side table man.
It is not how you want to go to bed, reach over to shut off the light. There's some giant dead black corpse thing sitting there staring at you.
Those are great stories, Jonas. Yes, thanks for being on our show.
Yes, we really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. This is Homespun Haynes, and this is our first episode of season 2. Thank you for sticking with us for another season. Please be sure to subscribe to us. We are available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. You can also find us at homespunhaynes.com or on Facebook at Homespun Haynes and on Insta at Homespun Haynes. And thank you again, Jonas. This was awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me on. It was cool.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, until next time, have a spooky day.